Without warning or explanation, Ute Air shut down on Saturday, leaving passengers looking for flights and employees looking for work. The regional air carrier, based in Bethel, served about 1,000 passengers a week across more than 30 villages throughout the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
They called me in the morning and they said that we're closing down. And I asked them why. They didn't see anything.
There was no warning or anything. They just called and said they were shutting down.
My reaction was like, wow, really? Okay. What can I say? I mean, it's all a big surprise to us.
50 people got similar news this weekend. When they went to bed on Friday, they had a job. And when they woke up on Saturday, they didn't. Wassily Brink worked as the Ute Kutsiglik agent for 12 years until this weekend. Annie Bright worked as the Good News Bay agent for 8 years, and Joe Bavala, the Napaskiak agent, for 5. Bavala in Napaskiak calls himself one of the lucky ones, along with Bright in Good News. That's because this week, the regional airline Raven Alaska added those communities to its list, along with Platinum and Napaskiak, to fill the holes Ute's closing left behind. Bavala says Raven has already contacted him about a job.
If Raven chooses me to be the agent, which I will, hopefully, I'll move on with Raven.
But there are about 20 other communities with former Ute agents like Wassily Brink in Kuskokwim, where Raven already flies and has an agent. Communities where jobs are often too few and hard to find. Raven President Jim Hickerson said the airline is inviting all former Ute employees to interview with his company, which purchased the entire Ute fleet and its hangar.
Our station manager here in Bethel will be doing interviews with personnel such as the customer service agents and the ramp personnel and the dispatchers.
Interviews with Ute pilots and mechanics began on Sunday with a job fair Raven held in the Ute terminal. There are openings for both positions in Bethel and other hubs.
There's drug testing that needs to take place, so I'm not sure if any offers are made because there's a more of a formal process when it comes to pilots and mechanics.
Hickerson said the lack of competition with one less regional airline should not affect customer prices.
We don't anticipate raising rates. The 4 villages that we started service to that you were serving, we didn't change the rates, didn't raise the rates on any freight.
Raven is also accepting all Ute one-way yellow tickets through March and all prepaid tickets. Meanwhile, 50 people across the Delta are looking for jobs, with Raven and elsewhere, like former Ute freight manager Matthew Cochran.
At this point, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I have applied for multiple places already. I have applied at TSA. I'm going to apply for Alaska Airlines. I'll just look for another job. I mean, you have to do what you have to do.
In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.